Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today sought to clarify the Bush administration's policy on torture. Rice is on a tour of Europe, and here's what she said in Kiev, Ukraine today. The CAT she refers to is the UN Convention on Torture.
As a matter of U.S. policy, the United States obligations under the CAT, which prohibits, of course, cruel and inhumane and degrading treatment, those obligations extend to U.S. personnel wherever they are, whether they are in the United States or outside of the United States.
Secretary Rice is now in Brussels to meet with NATO and European leaders, and NPR's Rachel Martin is there. Rachel, let's explain first, is this a departure from previous statements by the Bush administration about practices overseas?
Well, the statements that Secretary Rice made in Ukraine are not a serious or significant departure from previous statements that she's made. She has said time and time again that the United States does not torture or condone the use of torture, and that military officials and agents of the United States simply don't use these practices. So it's a matter of language, and the Secretary has been intent on making or appearing to make very strong statements. This was part of the reason for the trip, which was to come out and define and attempt to clarify the United States' practices when it comes to counterterrorism, and try to mollify some of the concerns that have been raised in Europe.
Well, has she succeeded in doing that? Have any of those concerns, in fact, been mollified?
Well, as I said, there was a lot of expectation, and people had hoped to get some significant information about details of the U.S. counterterrorism practices in Europe, specifically allegations of secret prisons in Eastern Europe or the practice of renditions, which is practice of snatching people and taking them to other countries where they may face torture, and the allegations that the CIA had been using European airports to conduct these operations. And before she boarded the plane for Europe, Secretary Rice publicly defended the practice of renditions. And throughout her trip, the Secretary has made concrete statements saying the U.S. does not condone the use of torture. But European leaders and human rights activists are saying that the U.S. is painting one reality, but on the ground it's very different, and that they're concerned that the Secretary is using language and that U.S. officials have in essence, sidestepped the real issues and have yet to provide concrete answers to some of the questions that have been raised.
Now, when Secretary Rice meets with EU and NATO foreign ministers, are these questions about rendition, about torture, are they likely to come up?
Well, the focus of the NATO ministers' meeting is actually Afghanistan. But undeniably, the predominant subtext of the meeting is likely to be about wider European cooperation with the United States. Secretary Rice will face more questions from NATO ministers behind closed doors about U.S. counterterrorism operations, and she's likely to use the opportunity to reiterate to the Europeans what has become a familiar message by now, that this is a new war with new rules that requires more resolute cooperation and partnership from America's allies, particularly Europe. So it will fall back on the NATO foreign ministers and, in essence, European leaders to decide if they want to continue that cooperation, at what cost, and under what circumstances.
NPR's Rachel Martin in Brussels. Rachel, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.